National Ag Week. We're at Wildcat Chevrolet. We're at the new Wildcat Chevrolet. I'm hanging out back in the service department celebrating Ag Week with my friend Michael Oliver. Holy cow. That just, and I haven't been in this place. You took me back here to the service department. One, two, three, four, five. How many? 12 lifts.
Yeah, it'd be, we've got a lot more room than we had.
Holy cow. You know, I drive by here all the time, and if you ever get off exit 65 of the interstate or on 68, see the big American flag, that's Wildcat Chevrolet. And now, that's nice. They're getting a new building for the dealership. It does not look this big from the road. This thing's huge. I don't know how many square feet we got.
It's a whole lot bigger than what we had for sure, and it's we're very pleased to have it and blessed to have it for sure.
Well, I imagine you're going to keep these techs busy, because I tell you, there's no excuse not to want to work here. You got the best of everything back here in the shop.
Well, it's a whole lot better than what we had. Like I said, it's just it's something to be proud of, and we're very proud of it, and look forward to serving Trigg County and surrounding area.
For a long, long time, Wildcat Chevrolet and Cadiz was a good little secret. Everybody just shopped local and bought their trucks and their cars here. But holy cow, I guess through your hard work, have become known as like the Chevy truck dealer in the state. I mean, you guys got customers coming in from all over, and a lot of ag business too.
Yeah, it's the internet has really opened up and expanded the business. You know, it's the business has changed so much in the last 20 years. And so, we have people coming from states around us and all over the country. And we're very blessed with that. But we still want to take care of our local people. And that's the main focus, is to stay where we don't want to lose focus on what got us here. And
right.
That's,
don't forget who brought you to the dance.
Right. That's exactly right. So the people around, the surrounding people and the farmers and everyone around, all the community and the businesses, they've all supported us, and we're proud to be here and proud to support them.
You know, I know you grew up in agriculture, and then here you are running this beautiful dealership. But what does it mean to you when farmers come in and they put their money where their mouth is? They put their trust in you, and they buy their ag vehicles from Wildcat Chevrolet.
Yeah, we're very blessed to have all the great farmers in this community that works with us, and we try to keep in stock what they have. If we don't have it, we'll try to find it and get it in here. That's been difficult, but they've stayed with us, and we've been able to get it done.
What I've learned about farming is it doesn't do any good if it's not running, and it's got to be dependable, whatever it is, our tractor, truck, whatever.
Well, that's why we're standing here in the shop. This is what we have to try to keep everybody running, and we've got some good technicians and some good people that we've put in place, and I think we can get the job done now.
I believe you can. I think a man who invested in 12 lifts understands downtime is lost money for farmers and agriculture, and I've seen you guys turn a lot of things, especially for farmers, because you get it.
Yes, that's what it is. When it becomes time to go, we've got to keep them going, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, and congratulations. I forgot to congratulate you. Best new car dealer in best of Western Kentucky again.
Well, thank you, and thank the people that support us. It's all and thank WKDZ for doing what they do to help get our word out and the names out, and we appreciate you all, too.
It's all Alan Watts.
Alan Watts. We're missing him this morning.
We might have a surprise appearance. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but News and Farm Director Alan Watts may make an appearance on the radio. We hope so. We wish him a speedy recovery. Normally it would be AW here, but I'm just filling in. And you were 100%. I go, I'll be playing the role of Alan Watts today. You said, well, you got big shoes.
Big shoes to fill. That's right. Big shoes to fill. But I talked to him, text with him Saturday, and I told him that he told me he didn't think he was going to be able to make it. And I told him that you and I do our best to make it work.
That's right. Well, the show must go on. We'll have more with Michael Oliver. And I'm telling you, it doesn't cost nothing to look. If you go by this dealership, stop in. They'd be glad to give you a tour. This is a first-class facility in Cadiz. More coming up from Wildcat Chevrolet on WKDZ.